muted.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Bactiguard Q2 Report 2018. Today, I'm pleased to present CFO Cecilia Edström and CEO Christian Kinch. For the first part of this call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and afterwards, there will be a question-and-answer session. Speakers, please begin.
Hello, everyone. My name is Christian Kinch, and I'm the CEO of Bactiguard. I welcome you all to our Q2 report, and also back from vacation and the heat wave in Sweden, even though it continues. So I will be referring to the presentation that you find on our website, and I ask you all now to switch to page two. So looking at the financial highlights in Q2, I would say that we are rather pleased with the development. As you've seen, we grew more than 40% of our revenue, which is, of course, we're very happy about. Where it's coming from, that we are probably even more pleased about, is that we are more than doubling our sales in our own portfolio, the BIP portfolio. I will be coming back to that, but we are now up to 12 quarters in a row with increasing sales. We're also pleased, even though we see a slightly lower license revenue in Q2 compared to last year, we are happy to see that it's still in line with our expectations. As for BD, or formerly Bard, we have a stable sales, and the underlying growth is according to expectations. Looking at profits and especially the EBITDA margin, we're happy to see that it's more than doubling to 9 million SEK, or some 17%. Cash flow-wise, we are on track and pleased with the quarter. So let's turn to page three, looking at some of the highlights from Q2 and early Q3. Of course, I will start by mentioning the strategic collaboration with Welled Medical in China. I will leave that hanging for a while and dive into that deeper to give you a better understanding of the importance of this collaboration. As for our partner, Smartwise, with the intravascular injection catheters, we're very happy to see that they struck a deal with AstraZeneca in the quarter, giving, of course, very good credibility to their technology and indirectly to Bactiguard as well. We have seen a very strong sales in the BIP portfolio, driven mainly by China, Europe, India, and the Middle East. Other partnerships that I would like to emphasize is, of course, the deal we did with Azibons in Germany. This is a very strong partner, and I will also give a few words later about them. In South America, we entered a new collaboration with Degasa, so this will enhance our activities in the Mexican market. We have also released a press release after the quarter as for the central venous catheter tender that we took in the south of Sweden. Why this is, of course, a milestone with us is that this is the first bloodstream product that is now under tender availability in Skåne, and this is a big breakthrough for us that we are very happy about. We will continue to strengthen our activities as for sales, and therefore, I'm also very pleased to present to you the new Global Vice President in sales, Jonas Östergård, who is now joining us next week. He has a long career in AstraZeneca and is very well familiar with solution-oriented sales, so we're very happy about that. And last but not least, of course, we have Jan Stålberg elected as our Chairman of the Board, and he is also a strong believer in the pilot school, and he has invested substantially into the Bactiguard shares. Let's turn to page four. Media attention and the public awareness about antibiotic resistance and hospital-acquired infections is still all over the world in every single market that we attend. I I think it is important to constantly remind ourselves about the issues that we have within the healthcare sector, where, for example, in Sweden, more than 10% of all patients being admitted to a Swedish hospital will be hit by hospital-acquired infections. So then you might ask yourself, so what's the big deal about this? Well, the big deal is, of course, that every single year, hospital-acquired infections unfortunately kill more than 1,500 patients, compared to that some 260-70 people died in traffic accidents last year. But maybe even more important is that this is blocking very highly needed hospital beds, because on an average you will stay somewhere 3 to 4 extra days in the care. And this is the same situation all over the world. And this is also one of the biggest reasons that we see in the growing demands for our solutions. So let's move over to the next page, looking into our license business.
Okay, let me mention a few words about our license business. You're all familiar with the partnership we have with BD, or previously CR Bard, since 1995. That's been generating high and stable revenues for a long period of time, since 1995. That business is very stable, although it tends to fluctuate a little bit between quarters, but we see that end user demand is strong. Vigilance medical devices is for Bactiguard coated orthopedic trauma implants, and we're there in the CE process. Of course, it's always a little bit difficult to judge when regulatory bodies are going to give their approval, but we are in very good dialogue with them and hope to conclude that project before too long. SmartWise, I think you're all familiar with, that's for advanced Bactiguard coated vascular injection catheters. It's almost to be mentioned a startup company which is developing advanced injection technology, and they signed an agreement with AstraZeneca in Q2 2018, which doesn't immediately generate any revenue for Bactiguard, but as soon as their sales to AstraZeneca and potentially others, it will start generating royalties on the sale of the catheter. Now, WellEd Medical is a deal we're very proud of. We've signed an agreement with them regarding our full portfolio of products. You may be aware that we currently have product approval for one of our products in China, the Foley catheter, but with them, we will be able over time to expand the product portfolio through local production. It initially generates revenue of 30 million, and I'll come back to how that will be spread a little later. And in addition to that, of course, we do have several ongoing discussions, which we will hope to come back to soon.
Thank you, Cecilia. So I mentioned earlier on why we're stressing the importance of the collaboration that we signed now with WellEd in late Q2. As we stated before and also released, it's a deal worth some 30 million SEK. Now, I was asked earlier today in an interview why this is so important. Well, first of all, it is the biggest deal we're doing since we went on the stock market. China is, of course, extremely important to us. It is by far, after our collaboration with BD in the US, the biggest market for us, and we're now seeing a very strong growth. We want to accelerate this growth. But when you look at China, there's no need to mention, let's say, some discussions ongoing between some leaders on a very high level, but regulatory developments are shifting towards locally produced products. So by joining a partnership now with WellEd, we get access to one of the biggest producers in the world of the Foley catheter. They sell roughly some 50 to 55 million Foley catheters around the world. But if we dive into the Chinese situation, they sell some 10 million Foley catheters in China. This is, of course, a very strong foundation to kickstart our collaboration, as they are now having as an ambition to convert this into the Bactiguard-coated Foley catheter. They have a strong focus on China. They are locally produced. And this is also something, as I said, we are seeing a shift now in the Chinese mentality, where it becomes more and more important to establish yourself and at least do some part of your production steps in China. So over time, we will also move over with our central venous catheter and the endotracheal tube to be locally produced in China. And here we also see strong potential to gain market access quicker than the 5 years it took for us to gain market approval for our Foley catheter with our former partner. So we are very happy about this collaboration, and it also gives us a very strong comfort that they are listed on the Shanghai Stock Exchange. So then let's give you a broader market update, and if we then turn to page 10. As I said, moving from east to west, China is of course by far the biggest news we had in the quarter. We have already made our first shipment to China, and it's been a very interesting kickoff training here during the summer period. As for India, we are very happy to see, of course, that our central venous catheter is now approved, and this gives us a very good door opener to the ICUs or the intensive care units. So we are also expecting very good sales coming from our Indian activities. As for the Middle East, it continues to be one of our stronger regions, and the growth is totally expected to our expectations, and we're very pleased about that. As for Europe, I would like again to emphasize that the CVC tender we took in Skåne in Sweden is of importance. It is, of course, of importance for the Swedish market in itself. But maybe even more importantly is that Sweden is a very strong benchmark for the European markets. And the knowledge that we're building now in our tender processes is something that we have great use for in the European market. I did mention our German partner, Acid Bonds, that we've already done training activities with, and we're expecting them to go live and launch here during Q3. We will continue to focus, of course, of adding more markets in the European area, and I will come back to that shortly, I hope. As for Latin America, it's growing, even though it's coming from a very low level, but we are pleased with the new partner, the GASA, a family-owned company in Mexico. So let's turn to the next page. Some photo opportunities. So in July, already 2 weeks after we signed, we had the full sales team gathered in Guangzhou together with WELLED. I find this extremely pleasing to see how dedicated Mr. Han, standing on my left in between me and Looney on the picture, he has himself taking personal responsibility for this launch to be according to plan. We had some 350 sales reps attending, and the dedication is definitely there. And I'm very, very positive, and I will be monitoring this collaboration myself personally going forward. If we turn to the second page here now, the new partner in Germany, Acid Bonds, we're also very happy about this. The same training activities went for Acid Bonds also. They attended now a full training course here in Sweden with the CEO, Marco, present himself. What is the similarity between WELLED and Acid Bonds is that both companies now have the ambition to escalate in the value chain by having a more unique offering into the market, and we feel very confident that we have strong partners going forward here. So move to the next page. Looking at Sweden, here you see a pie chart of the tenders that we have closed for the last 12 months in Sweden. We are very happy, as we have communicated to all of you before, that for the Foley catheter, i.e., the urinary tract area, we have Stockholm, we have Västra Götaland, and we have Skåne since before. This gives us more than 65% of the market where we are now available to the hospitals. But the big change is, of course, that now have our bloodstream product, the central venous catheter, been also made available through the tender deal that we took with Skåne, and this is actually representing some 13% of the Swedish market. So we're seeing a strong foundation, but now, of course, our main task will be to increase the CVC availability and as well also adding our respiratory product, the ETT or the endotracheal tube, going forward. So if we turn then to the next page, looking at the development in the revenue stream coming from the big products. We are, of course, happy and proud to see that we now can deliver the 11th consecutive quarter on a rolling 12-month with growing sales in our own portfolio. Given the CAGR that we see now, we are closing in on our financial targets of 20%. So this is something that we are pleased about, even though personally, I would like to see this growth being somewhat more rapid. With those words, I hand back over to you, Cecilia, to guide us through the financials.
Yes, thank you. Let's start by looking at the revenues from our own portfolio, which you by now know grew by close to 130% and ended up at 15 million in Q2. In Q1, we had BIP revenues of just over 7 million, which is in itself a major increase, of course, over last year. But you could see that there is a certain lumpiness in orders, and the growth in this quarter is, of course, to a large extent driven by sales to China, which we did late in the second quarter. But it's not only China. We also have deliveries to Europe, the Middle East, and India. India, as you all know, was very weak last year, but now with our new partners, it's starting to generate profit. And if you look at the period, full half year period, you can see that it's grown by 138%. And by now, we are at par with full year revenues for 2017. Moving on and looking at the financial highlights of both the second quarter and the first half. Revenues increased by 44% on a growth basis, and net sales grew by 23%. Of course, it is the top line is driven by our increased BIP revenues and other income. And other income is to half of other income is related to currency. Then there's some other effects, one-off effects, like related to the Jeonnam contract, terminating that, and also some EU grants. License revenue, as Christian mentioned earlier, is essentially in line with the second quarter, 2017. Then we had revenues from Smart Vice of about 4 million. We now have new license revenue from Welled of about 5 million, and we have slightly lower revenues from BD. The EBITDA came in at just over 9 million, even though it was affected by costs, one-off costs of 11.5 million for early termination of the contract with Jeonnam. And we believe that this is totally justified because they've made major investments in the product approval process, and in opening up one of the biggest markets in the world to us. And it's also related to some repurchasing of inventory that they had. So that's the reason for that. If we look at the half year results, the increase wasn't as big. And of course, this is linked to the lumpiness we have in our revenues. The first quarter of last year, we have had a big revenue from the first license payment from Smartwise of $1 million US dollars. So that is pushed up revenues in that first quarter. We didn't have any corresponding new license revenue in the first quarter of this year. So you could see that there is a certain lumpiness, which means that both revenues and profitability does tend to vary in this growth phase. BIP sales increased by 138%, so we are in a steady road to increase. And also last quarter we had a somewhat lower license revenue from BD. But we're not worried about that because we see that the royalty payments that we receive are stable, so end customer demand is keeping up. If you look at our operating profit, which is you can't see in this slide, but it was just over the zero level, 0.1, and that's affected by depreciation of close to 9 million, whereof 6 million is related to our technology. So we are writing off our technology by about 24 million per annum, even though we see the value of it increases as we apply it to the more products and to new license applications. Now, moving on to the next page, I won't touch too much on the different revenue streams. I think you know them by now, but they come from our bacterial infection protection portfolio and the products we sell through distributors throughout the world, and then from license agreement. Initially, the license agreement will generate license fees, and as the products come onto the market, they do generate royalties for us. Moving on to the next page, page 15, looking at the revenue distribution, you could see that the bulk of our revenue still come from license revenue related to BD. But I'm happy to say that our dependence on BD is decreasing, not because their business is diminishing, but we are adding new business to the one we already have. You can see that license revenue has gone from, for the full year 2017, 68% was related to BD. Now it's for the April to June period, it's 48%, and the full half year, 55%. But what is really pleasing is that sales of our own product portfolio is increasing in dependence. For this quarter, 28%, and for the half year period, 26%, whereas in 2017, it was representing 14%. And as I touched upon earlier, the beauty of it is it's not coming just from one region. It's coming from several regions, China, India, Middle East, and Europe. And if you compare the new license revenues, I may repeat that once again. In the first quarter, or in this quarter, it was 5.2 million from new license revenue from WellEd, and last year the corresponding amount was 4.3 million from Smartwise. And in the first half this year, we had 5 million in new license revenue, whereas last year it was 13. And other revenues I've already commented on, and that was 7 million in the quarter, whereof half roughly from currency effect. And all in all, these revenue streams contributed to revenue growth of 44% in the quarter. Now turning to cash flow on the next page. We had a strong cash flow in the quarter, 6 million from operating activities, and that's driven by the sales growth in our big portfolio, and then another 4.5 from working capital. And a lot of that was driven by the final payment by Smartwise of the license fee we agreed in 2017. We have low investing activities, in fact, very low, And I think this is a reflection of the fact that we have made most of the investments we need going forward. So there are only smaller investments needed. We have our facility, we built the infrastructure, and that is now essentially behind us. And this led to an operating cash flow of 9.7 million. And I should say also that we've amortized 2.5 million on our 150 million bank loan, and we will continue to amortize on that by 35 million in total until expiry in 2020. With that, I'll hand back to Christian.
Thank you, Cecilia. And then we turn to page 20. As we have stated before, we continue to maintain with our financial targets, growing 20% on the five-year period ending 2020. We are so far following that target and also reaching an EBITDA margin of at least 30% by the end of the five-year period. So turn to the next page, or page 21, then concluding the Q2. We are, of course, pleased seeing the revenue growth by more than 40% to some 52.4 million SEK. This is, as we said, coming from a doubling of our BIP sales. But more importantly is, I think, the trend that we're seeing, that this is the 11th consecutive quarter with increasing sales on a rolling 12 months. It's coming mainly from strong activities and developments in China, Europe, India, and the Middle East. We are happy because it's a milestone that we have now taken our first tender on our bloodstream product to CVC. License revenues are at par. We are though still pleased to see that the underlying volumes coming from the BD collaboration is stable. As I said before, it's very important the step we have taken now in China. It's of course a big revenue contribution of some 30 million, but it's very important that we can now get a better platform to accelerate even further our BIP sales and also gaining traction with our two other products, the CVC and the ETT. I mentioned that we are pleased with the recognition from AstraZeneca of signing a collaboration with our partner Smartwise, even though this is still too early to completely evaluate how that will affect us, but we see it as a very positive sign. We continue to prepare to enter the orthopedic trauma segment. We are in collaboration with regulatory authorities, and we are expecting this regulatory approval to come within short. But we're also very well positioned for further license collaborations, and we hope to come back to you on that later on. All in all, this is of course affecting us in a positive way. So let's say to see that the EBITDA margin has doubled to 70% for the quarter is something that we're pleased about. Bear in mind also that the quarter is still hit by some 6 million in write-off for the technology, as well as an early termination fee of 11.5 million SEK for our former partner. We feel that our cash flow is healthy, and it's of course driven by BIP sales and license payments. So all in all, we find that we have a strong, solid platform for growth. And with those words, I would like you to turn to the last page, where we again remind ourselves what kicks us at Bactiguard out of bed every single day, because we are in the business of saving lives, and this is something we do 365 days a year. By having and using our products, we reduce the stay for patients in the very, very overworked healthcare system. So thereby we can reduce the cost for society and the healthcare business. And by having less infections, we will also affect the spread of multi-resistant bacteria by preventing these from occurring. So with those words, I thank you all for listening, and I now hand back to you, dear operator, for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now and you will enter a queue. That is 01 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask any questions. And there will be a brief pause whilst any questions are being registered. Once again, that is 01 on your telephone keypad if you would like to ask a question. And as there are no questions registered, I now hand back to our speakers for closing comments.
Thank you all. I guess that was then crystal clear as for the message today. I thank you all for listening in. And I would like to close by stating the following remarks. We are pleased with the quarter. We shouldn't exaggerate too much. We do see, as Cecilia mentioned, there is a lumpiness in between our quarters. But also, as I was asked earlier on this year, compared to our stock market IPO in 2014, we have promised more. And I totally agree with that. To build business and to build a sustainable company in the medtech sector, it takes time. We have been affected over the years by somewhat slower regulatory approvals. Most of this is now behind us. And that also gives me probably the best pleasure now going forward, giving me confidence, is that finally we are in the position to benefit from the scale and the investments made over the years. So we're happy, we're pleased, we wanted somewhat more for the quarter, but we are well positioned for having a rather interesting 2018, and I look forward to talking to you all within the next 3 months. So with those words, I remind you all, as long as you have Bactiguard on the outside, you're safe on the inside. Thank you all for listening.
This now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.